January 6, 1929 crowd of people who did not reach the proper stature, because they went out of the inheritance of the divine fiat. Wherever the divine fiat is present, there is the communicative strength of the divine goods. I continue in my usual abandonment in the divine fiat. And while I was following its acts, I saw a crowd of people, all of small stature, malnourished, sickly, scrawny, and some of them wounded. In this crowd there was neither childlike freshness, nor the beauty of the young age, nor the dignity of the mature man. They seemed to be an odd assortment of people without regimen, starving, without sufficient foods. And if they ate, they were never satiated. How much pity aroused this great crowd, which seemed to be almost the whole entire world? I did not know who they were, nor the meaning of their nature, that none of them had reached their proper stature. And my beloved Jesus, sighing, came out from within my interior and told me, "My daughter, what an unhappy crowd. It is nothing other than the great crowd that went out of the paternal inheritance given to them by their celestial Father. Poor children, without paternal inheritance. They do not have their lands in which to live safely. They do not have sufficient foods in order to nourish themselves, and are forced to live of thefts and robberies, and of foods without substance. Therefore, it is almost difficult for them to grow to proper stature, because their members do not have sufficient strength to develop. And so they are scrawny, infirm, starving, without ever becoming satiated. Everything they take is not suitable for their growth, because they are not foods suitable and established for them, nor belonging to their inheritance. My daughter, the inheritance given by my celestial Father to this crowd of people was my divine will. In it they were to find food in order to grow to proper stature, balsamic air to be rendered healthy and strong, which was to portray on their faces the freshness of a child, the beauty of the young age and the dignity of a mature man. There was no good which this inheritance did not possess, of which man was to be the master, and have at his disposal all the goods he wanted, in the soul and in the body. So, as man went out of the inheritance of my divine will, he no longer found things at his disposal, he was no longer master, but servant, and he is forced to live of hardships. How can he grow to proper stature? This is why I await with so much love the crowd of those who must live in our inheritance of the divine fiat. It will form for us the beautiful crowd with proper stature, beautiful and fresh, which will be fed with nourishing foods that will render them strong and developed. And they will form all the glory of our creative work. Our sorrow is great in looking at this crowd, unhappy and deformed. And in our sorrow we repeat, "Ah! Our work did not come out of our creative hands as infirm, without beauty and freshness, but it was a delight to merely look at it. Even more, it enraptured us, so beautiful it was." But while we say this, our love swells and wants to overflow outside. And it wants to put our divine volition on the way, to make it reign in the midst of creatures, so as to restore, beautiful and gracious, our work, just as it came out of our creative hands. Then, I continued to think about the supreme fiat, and, oh! How many things I comprehended about it! I seemed to see it, all majesty, all light, pouring out happiness, strength, sanctity, love. And these outpourings formed endless seas which wanted to pour themselves over creatures. But, alas! They would not give a thought to receiving them, and these seas would remain suspended above their heads. But while my mind was immersed in the divine fiat, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, wherever the divine will is present, there is the communicative strength of all the divine goods, and like mighty waves, our outpourings of happiness, of light, of strength, etc., flow over the creature who possesses it. And it has the virtue of changing the nature of the hardest, the most painful, the most bitter things. Wherever my divine fiat is present, the hardest things become so very soft, pains change into joys, bitternesses into sweetnesses, the earth becomes heaven, the sacrifice is conquest. Your example is more than enough to convince you of what I am telling you. See, if my will were not present in you, nailed as you are, inside a bath for so many years, without seeing and enjoying either the sun, or the air, or any pleasure of the earth, even more, you can say that you do not know it, you would have been the unhappiest creature. Oh! How hard and bitter would your state have been to you! Yet, my divine fiat, possessing the source of happiness, pouring itself over you and flowing even in the marrow of your bones, communicates to you its happiness, and with its strength it puts all evils to sleep for you, and renders you happy. And if you knew how content I am in seeing you happy. And then, add that it is seeing you happy, not in a state of pleasure, of amusement, but confined in a bed. This enraptures me, it makes me go into fidgets of love, it draws me so much to you. And in my delirium of love, I say, oh, prodigy of my divine fiat, that renders my daughter happy in a state which the world would have cried out as unhappiness, misfortune, and maybe never before seen and understood. Yet, with my divine will she is the happiest of creatures, the most peaceful, the dominator of herself, because inside of her flows the vein of the happiness of my fiat, which knows how to convert all things into joys and happinesses without end. My daughter, to see the creature happy is my only contentment, and since what renders her unhappy is the human volition, once this is removed, all the unhappinesses end, nor do they have any more reason to exist. But what makes all human unhappinesses die is my will alone. Before it, all evils feel themselves dying. My will is like the sun that rises in the morning, which is the virtue of dispelling the darkness of the night. Before the light, darkness dies, nor has any right to exist anymore. So it is with my divine will.